Time to wake up. It's the Wake and Bakery. And in the studio, Dr. Mohammed Lofty is here. What is the Wake and Bakery, Doctor?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Well, Wake and Bakery is probably, I can say comfortably, it's the first of its kind. It's the first probably coffee shop and bakery nationwide to do the concept of infused goods and drinks with hemp-derived cannabis and THC.
So this means that you do wake up or you or do the reverse of that. Where did this idea come from? You know, this is a good place to do it, right? Now that everything is legal here. So, of course, THC. Let's do some definitions here. What is the difference between CBD and THC?
Well, CBD and THC are, we can say, they are cousins, you know. But one of them is more psychoactive than the other. CBD, you can say, like, it's been, you can use it for relaxation, for muscle aches. It has a lot of medicinal values, you know, like or benefits. THC has the same benefits, but you can add to it, like the psychoactive component. CBD is more like over-the-counter, and THC is a prescription version of it.
Uh-huh.
However, you can still get the THC derived, you know, from hemp, and it's completely legal, completely safe, completely been studied. There are tons of researches on it, you know, of the values and benefits of THC derived from hemp.
Well, I want to talk about some of that. Our telephone number, if you want to talk about it, or text 312-981-7200. So, for example, coffee already has caffeine in it.
Correct.
But you have a version of it that is
infused with hemp-derived THC.
And the purpose of that would be, now the caffeine is supposed to get us going, right?
They work, I mean, in different fronts. I mean, the caffeine will give you, you know, the energy and keep you going and keep you awake. And the THC will keep you relaxed. You know, when you drink caffeine, you can get, like, you know, jittery. You can get, like, little anxious. You can get a lot of anxiety. THC get rid of that. I mean, and THC also give you euphoric feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can drink a cup of coffee, but you still stress at work or feel not feeling great. But with THC, you will have the feeling of well-being.
How did you develop these products?
Well, we didn't invent THC.
No.
It comes from nature.
Yes.
However,
I'm talking about the idea.
The whole idea itself of having a coffee shop or bakery was infused products or infused with THC or CBD, honestly, was my partner's idea, Brianna Banks. Mm-hmm. She's not with here with us here today, you know, but I wish she was. She always, like, had this concept where she's like, I want to open a place where we can have the pastries or the coffee or the lemonades, you know, infused with THC. My experience, honestly, with THC before was very limited. I mean, it was mainly chemical, because as a medical doctor, I know the in and out, you know, of this, mm-hmm. you know, as you say, like, you know, pharmacodynamics and kinetics, you know, and how it affects the body and how the body affects the drug.
So how does that work? Because there are studies that now have been done that suggest, and that's not quite the right word, that demonstrate, that's a better word, that we really do have all of us in us. We can't help but have, what do you call it? There's different, I'm trying to think of the word.
It's receptors?
Yeah, thank you very much.
There you go.
Yeah, you read my mind.
Well, yeah, we're born with those receptors.
Right.
You know, cannabinoid receptors as part of our body. Same as nicotinic receptors that we have, you know, for nicotine. I mean, we have in our bodies, you know, the cannabinoid receptors, cannabinoid receptor 1 and 2. And those things in nature, you know, were designed to work in those receptors in the body. And the body is naturally designed, you know, to receive those, you know, chemical components and interact with it. And I would say the medicinal values of cannabis, we only uncovered probably 1% of it. The future, you know, holds a lot for cannabis coming either in terms of curative benefits or healing benefits, you know, or pain relief or cancer and wellness, the probabilities are endless.
Yeah, and that's
because every day we find something new now with cannabis.
All right. Well, your original store is in Lakeview in Chicago, but you've got others. We'll talk about where those are at, and we'll get to some texts that I have here. 312-981-7200. We're talking with Dr. Muhammad Lofty of the Wake and Bakery. And, well, we are wide awake. I have never before interviewed an expert on Abraham Lincoln. I wonder what he would think about today's politics or even about this, that you can walk into a coffee house and get products that just a couple of years ago were absolutely illegal, right? Isn't that the case? I mean, you wouldn't have been able to do this a few years ago. We're talking to Dr. Muhammad Lofty, co-founder of Wake and Bakery.
Correct. Like 2 years ago, that would be impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but now here in Illinois and Chicago, I mean, we are living, you know, finally the progressive benefits, you know, of being in the city. So yeah, I mean, we're in Wake and Bakery. I mean, we have hemp infused products starting from pastries.
So one of the questions here, 312-981-7200, do I need a prescription for anything that you sell?
No, you don't, because this is a hemp derived THC, which completely legal without a prescription.
Another comment is talk about getting the munchies. So, is it true that you do get that?
It does.
Really?
It does. And so, there is a scientific base.
Explain that.
There is something called the satiety center in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And this is.
I don't think I have that.
This is a place in your brain that tells you to stop.
Yeah, I don't have that.
You know? And it has a threshold.
Uh-huh.
Like it has been be triggered with a certain amount of glucose in your blood and stuff. So what THC or cannabis in general does, it raises that threshold. Mm-hmm. So we'll be like, I'll tell him to stop later.
So if you're on a diet, this might not be the best choice necessarily. Your background is fascinating. We were talking a little bit off the air. You are, first of all, when I say doctor, you are a doctor. You're a medical
doctor. I am a medical doctor.
Yeah, what kind?
Obstetrics and gynecology.
Uh-huh.
Pelvic and surgery and laparoscopies.
You studied where?
I got my degree from Cairo University in Egypt. And then my grad degrees, I got it from the Royal College of Obstetrics and Gynecology in London.
No. It's not what it's called. The Royal College.
The Royal College.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is. Isn't that like the number one medical school? I don't think they'd let me.
It is ranked the number one medical school in Europe.
Yeah, I don't think they'd let me anywhere.
And back
near.
In time, actually, they used to get their certificate signed by the crown itself.
Really?
Yeah, but they stopped doing that now.
That's pretty incredible. So you go from there, then you come to the United States, obviously, to do what?
For different purposes, clinical researches and business. And
and your research was in?
Was in infertility, about infertility and the effect of lepra, you know, repetitive CSs.
I don't know what that means.
Repetitive, you know, C-sections, you know.
Oh, okay.
On fertility.
All right, so here you are, a very... a fancy medical doctor, a very smart guy. You've been published how many times?
I don't know. Many times.
Many times. And, I mean, a brilliant guy.
Thank you.
Here you are saying, I'm going to open up a place in Lakeview in Chicago, the first, as it turns out, of many, which we'll talk about in a second, to sell these kinds of products and put them in coffee and put them in baked goods and all of that kind of thing. That's kind of a different jump.
Well, again, the idea of the concept itself wasn't mine. My partner, Brianna Banks, was not with us here today, but that was her concept and her idea. And we jumped into business together as business partners, and here we are.
Yeah, but you chose to do it, you know? And you're not delivering babies or doing research anymore, you know?
Yeah, life is too short to keep doing the same thing, you know, forever.
So there'll be something after this?
Who knows?
Who knows? But after this, so this right now, what you're doing right now, tell me, the original location is in Lakeview. Tell me where.
The one at 3508 North Broadway. Chicago.
Cornelia?
It's like, yeah, it's a Broadway in Cornelia.
Okay. And then, but you've got more.
We got more. Yeah, correct. The other one is in 1659 was Division in Wicker Park. It's opposite to Target and opposite to Starbucks. It's a corner store.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another one also in Lincoln Park, which just opened, by the way. And it's close to DePaul. And it's
That's perfect.
It's 2410 North Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah.
And where else? We have one in Homewood on Dixie Highway. We have another one opening in Logan Square on and Milwaukee, 2757.
And has the mayor been in yet?
Not yet.
Okay. That's in our neighborhood, you know.
No, right?
And then...
No, this one is not open yet. So maybe we can, send an invitation for the grand opening.
She can use some of the stuff, I'm sure. And then also in Florida...
We're aiming for Florida, next. That's all going to be our next target.
I think one of the things... So if you're listening to all this, I'm in your camp, that... I would not go into one of these stores without knowing what I'm getting and that I can trust what I'm getting because it's not...
Absolutely.
It's not regulated, and therefore trace elements of all kinds of bad stuff have been found, including pesticides and 100%. Metals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have been found. So how do you know also what to... So my back hurts. Mm-hmm. No, that's not the problem. I can't sleep at night. That's the problem. So different people have different reasons wanting this, mm-hmm. right? So how do you train your employees to really know, and how do you then provide trust with people so they can, I trust I'm going to get what I need to get?
Well, we hold a lot of pride, actually, in training our employees because this is like, I call it like a serious matter. We have zero tolerance, for any flaws, in our service. That's probably why our brand, is like shining bright. Basically, the training is very, very, very intense, and our employees has to know like every in and out of the products and its effect and how it affects people.
Yeah.
So when a customer walks into the store, he will be treated and welcomed as it's the first time into cannabis world. I mean, is it your first time here? What do you smoke? Do you use cannabis at all? I mean, are you here, for just fun, anxiety, pain?
Okay, let's say they're there for pain.
Mm-hmm.
What could you provide?
We would start with CBD.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because CBD has a lot of pain relieving,
But different CBD comes from different sources of the plant, right?
CBD, whether it comes from hemp or comes from a different plant, usually doesn't differ in its effect. THC, which comes from different plants, has different effects. But when it comes to CBD, it's usually like the same effect. It doesn't change, where it comes from.
And that can help with pain.
Definitely can help with pain relief. CBD and CBG, both are analogs, for the same thing.
Now, you're a medical doctor. Do you actually work with professional physicians as well?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt, zero doubt. Now, especially with all of these studies that coming out every day, with the effect and benefits of cannabis in general, on variable, health issues and health problems. And even if it's not a health issue, even if you just want it for focus or get rid of an anxiety, I mean, still tons of benefits in cannabis.
Okay. Waken Bakery, the original location in Lakeview, and your website is?
It's wakenbakery.net.
Well, that's easy enough. Wakenbakery.net. Dr. Muhammad Lofty, co-founder, thank you so much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.